it uses the WhatsApp messenger service, but it puts a nurse at the end of that messaging service to help and support any patients with asthma or any patients with COPD as they're trying to manage either their underlying condition or potentially to make sure that they're fully prepared and that they know what they need to know about the coronavirus. We believe it's of fundamental importance that patients have, you know, support at their fingertips and that they also understand as much as they possibly can about their underlying condition and how to be in control of it. And that's really what the effort is about. And to explain to users how it functions, if they save our beating breathlessness phone number to their phone, so that's 086-059-0132, and then they can literally pop into the WhatsApp messenger service, start typing and send either a query or a message to begin the asthma management or COPD management chat with the nurse at the end of the phone today.
In terms of the response to and concern about COVID-19, have you and the Asthma Society noticed a marked increase in the number of people making contact with you just as a result of the concerns it's going to have for people with respiratory issues?
So our existing advice line service, which is available on 1-800-44-5464, we've had a tenfold increase on the number of queries we would have seen across last March and April in comparison to this year. So we've been really inundated with people looking for advice, guidance, really trusted medical information and support. And we've had to double our nurse hours working on that service, as well as second people in across other projects to make sure that we're providing the help and support that patients need. So certainly, as well as being an influx, I suppose, of support requests from people, the levels of anxiety and concern we've been hearing, Donal, have been really worrying, which is why we're delighted, A, to be able to, you know, to have our existing services and to continue to provide those, but also to be able to launch that new Beating Breathlessness WhatsApp chat support service, because what it really means is when patients need us, that we're here, they can access that information, they know it's trusted and reliable, and that really they're able to look after themselves and keep well, staying at home at the moment, which is really key for everybody.
And of course, you'd be urging people to ensure now, as much as you always do, to ensure that their conditions are managed, to make sure they're doing everything they need to do to keep themselves healthy, and in particular to ensure that they don't encounter any major problems in terms of their breathing, in terms of the management of their condition.
Yes, absolutely. Management of the underlying condition, whether that's asthma or COPD, is absolutely of prime importance at the moment. And that is the major thing that all of the clinicians, researchers and medics have been saying for the last number of weeks, is for anyone who does have asthma or does have COPD, the major action they can take is to really get in control of their underlying condition. And I suppose that's a big ask, because between 50 and 60% of people who have either of those conditions don't have it in control. So it's really important that they, you know, rely on our website or the COPD support website to learn a little bit more, that they use the services we have available, that they speak to the respiratory nurse, whether they want to do that via the WhatsApp chat service that we launched yesterday or our existing advice line service, because we're here to help guide and support people to make sure they take their inhalers properly, that they understand about their medication use, that they know their triggers for their condition, and all of those relevant pieces to just being the boss of their condition instead of it being the boss of them.